Chapter 2. Sampling. Now that we have adjusted the tempo and loop, let's choose a sample, which will be the foundation of our song. Choosing a sample can be a daunting task as the options are limitless. Knowing which genre of music you intend to create helps a lot. For this lesson, I will be choosing an electric rock guitar sample to use in a hip-hop beat. Choosing a sample. On the left of your screen, you will see the browser window. This is where you choose your instruments, drum kits, instruments, sounds, and samples. The white box with a loop symbol is the icon for all loops, which contains all the looped samples. Click on this symbol, a drop-down list appears allowing you to filter out your choices by instrument type and musical characteristics. For this tutorial, I am choosing guitar as the type and melodic as the characteristic. All of the available looped samples with these filters are then listed below. I'm choosing guitar 95, CM Grotto 1. By double-clicking this choice, the sample is then added to the track and listed in Group A1 in the mix window. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S matching sample to your tempo. Now that we have chosen a sample, let's match the sample to the song tempo we selected. Under Group A1 in the mix window is the sample editing menu button shaped like a small audio waveform. Click on this button to open up the sample editing menu. There are four options at the top of this newly opened menu: Record, Edit, Slice, and Zone. Click on Edit in order to pull up the Edit pane. In the Edit pane, there are 12 tool icons that appear at the bottom. Select Stretch from this pane. Once selected, the software will show you the tempo of the sample as the SRC BPM. Make sure you type in the tempo of the song in the box under New BPM. Then click the Apply button right above the 12 tools. Now the loop is set to the current tempo of the session. Now is a good time to save your session by pressing Command plus S.